Good morning, Jeff Rowland.
Good morning. Good morning, Alan Smith. Good morning. I learned some news yesterday I'd like to share.
News.
I learned. I have an important announcement that will be of great interest to all of those multi-millions that follow the Smith and Rowland Show. This coming Sunday, hopefully, it is the possibility that Trevor Craig will be with us. And also, I want to say, before we get there, Trevor's my friend.
You mean the famous TC?
TC, Top Cat, will be joining us on the Smith and Rowland Show this Sunday to discuss issues of great significance and importance. And so I'm excited about the show this coming Sunday. I know you are.
Well, I wasn't, but I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I have such exuberant joy down in my heart.
Exactly, which is what TC does. He spreads joy everywhere the man goes. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. What a way to start the morning.
I know. Well, I just thought I'd announce because I know that all of the cards and letters that have come in requesting another appearance by TC, you're getting your wish.
Here he comes. He's coming right on.
He is coming on. We have secured by talking to his agent. His agent has freed him to make an appearance this Sunday.
Well, you talked to Linda?
I did. I called her and I said, Linda, can Trevor come out and play? And so that's the deal.
Well, this is good. This is good. mercy. Well, I'll tell you what, we got a lot going on the food items here. And what's going on around the globe.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting here. They just released the stats. They're getting so concerned on this food thing, they're now charting where most of your food comes from, the different types of food. For instance, oats. The leading country on oats is Canada.
Oh wow!
Isn't that something? Canada.
Wow, I would have not guessed that.
And corn, beef, milk, and chicken.
Yep.
Is United States.
Yep.
Corn, beef, milk, and chicken.
And chicken, yeah.
Now, that does not include almond milk.
That does not.
No, it does not include almond milk.
And, well, I was getting ready to plant a bunch of almond trees to go into the almond dairy, and so that would be a bad investment.
Well, I saw a video here the other day on an almond milk farm.
Yep.
And how they got little milkers that they hook it up to the almonds to extract this almond milk.
Yeah.
And it's something to see. The way the man talked, now it takes a lot of tender loving care on these little almonds to get them to produce milk. He said the hardest part about the whole thing about almond milk farming was to be able to distinguish between the male and female almonds. He said they had a little trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, trying to differentiate.
This may interest you greatly. almond milk is a staple in the diet of progressive Democrats because it's good for the environment. The almonds don't expel any methane gas.
And so
it's better for the environment.
We better stop on that one right there.
I'm just saying, I'm in this mood today. I don't know. I woke up in this mood. I don't know.
Sugar cane. Who do you think? Give it a guess.
Switzerland.
Brazil.
I don't know. It just come out. I don't know.
Switzerland.
I thought you said chocolate, and I was thinking of Swiss chocolate. I don't know.
Oh, well, Lord help us today. Brazil. Yes. Now, here, this might interest you. Pork, rice, wheat, eggs, apples, potatoes, green beans. Let me say it again. Pork, rice, wheat. Green beans, potatoes, apples, eggs. You know what the greatest producer is?
I'd be interested in it.
China.
Name that list again.
Wheat, rice, pork, green beans, potatoes, apples, and eggs.
Wow. Comes from China.
China.
Wow. China. What about that?
India, their greatest thing is they're the largest producers of bananas. India.
Comes in as the banana.
It's banana. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, Russia has their big deal is barley and sugar beets.
Barley and sugar beets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it's not to say that each one of these countries cannot produce one or all of these things in themselves.
Yeah.
But the way the globalists are trying to set up this globalism is to each country capitalize on one or two things. And then, therefore, you'll need to buy from another country.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, each one of these countries can do all of this herself.
Yeah.
You see.
But there's regulations against it in some countries because you can't produce here what you can produce there, and they want to keep it that way.
Yeah. It's definitely done.
So they put more regulations on what you grow here to stop you from growing one crop. And that's, it gets back to you got what they consider complex issues that have simplistic solutions. If you don't have enough food, you grow more. If you don't have enough fuel, you drill more. I mean, there are simplistic solutions to these complex problems, but through regulation and through language, they convince others that we can't do what we can really can do.
That's right.
And they're doing that just for the sake of globalism. Globalism.
It's
the scourge of the earth.
So now cow milk, this is excluding almond milk. Cow milk is almond milk. Come on, somebody. At least be a little scientific about this thing. Milk comes from a mammary system. Somebody. Be a little scientific here. Milk comes from a mammary system.
Lordy.
Almond milk. Cow milk is the top agricultural product in 37 countries. While wheat is the top agricultural product in 14 countries. So you see, milk is, that's the reason in conversation, I've told guys, I said, well, one thing I do is watch the price of milk and how the economy or how the margins are in milk to the dairy farmer. And I can tell you pretty much what it's going to do in the country and in the nation.
Yeah.
Because it's just a key indicator. And the one reason is there's a lot, as much as these new aggressive, progressive people have been aggressive in trying to keep people from drinking cow milk, which is nature's perfect food, by the way.
Yeah.
And something that you have that's perfected quite well. And I'll have God's the one that perfected milk. He created the cow produce this.
That's right.
Perfect.
That's
so you see, a cow is the manufacturing plant.
Yes.
Man did not create this manufacturing plant of milk. But milk is a perishable item. So it keeps you in line with the where we are economically really quick. I just read the milk's relationship with production, what the cost of production, person versus what we get paid for. And it, you know, just tells you.
Yeah.
Just tells you a lot about it. So anyway, so they're really looking at all the countries, what their main surge is and what they produce. And now the funny part here in China, has it is with less than 10% of the world's acreable land. China produces 25% of the world's grain. 25%.
Wow.
In 2020. But the trouble is they eat more than that. China was a lead producer of over 30 crops, including wheat, rice, tomatoes, and potatoes. Now, the United States, comparing that to the United States, in 2020, the U.S. agricultural production accounted for $134 billion. That's with a B. In 2020, the U.S. was the world's largest producer of corn, harvesting about one. Well, now listen to this. Harvesting about one-third of the global production.
Woo!
It produces half of the global almond output and over one-third of the blueberry production. Now, the reason they put almond output in this is because of the milking capacity of almond.
So you got to keep on with the almonds, don't you? That's I'm what you do. You're going to need me on that one all day long. I can
see people won't drink almond milk because it's more like more nature. And I'm like, do you really think that they get this white liquid out of an almond? I mean, do you think it's white like milk? By itself?
Lordy.
Oh, the mercy sakes alive. Jesus. I ain't kidding.
So basically, we in 2020 fed the world.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much.
And, you know, that's something really, I'm thankful for that. But the thing I don't understand is, why then put all these regulations on farmers to where they can't feed the world? I don't. And then there's a food shortage. And then see, that's what I'm saying. There's simplistic solutions to these so-called complex problems that we have. And no one will. And listen, I watched this video last night. This guy was going around to these college kids and just asking certain questions to see what their response was, right? And so he kept sticking a microphone in their face and he'd say, who was the first president of the United States? You would not believe how many people did not know the answer to that question.
They didn't know.
I mean, some of them would just say, I don't know. Then there was answers like John Quincy Adams.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they didn't know. No, I'm telling you the truth. Then he asked the question, when was America founded? I mean, there was some people. He asked the question, when did America gain our freedom? And there was several that said 1984.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's my point, Alan. That's the crowd that's going to the ballot box and voting. They're voting. And I got to tell you that they don't know beans from apple butter about what they're even voting for. Because
we need to get hyper-spiritual here.
Okay, let's start.
There's no need to get hyper-spiritual here. We need to start praying. Come ye now, Lord Jesus. Come now. Lord Jesus. If thou will only come. Now.
Listen, Alan, a college-aged person was asked this question. What is 3 times 3 times 3? And they answered 6.
Are you serious?
And these are the people that's voting. They're voting. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't believe, Jeff, how many people don't know how many upper teeth a cow has.
You bring that up.
I mean, because you, I mean, when you see a picture of a cow, they got a full right. set of lower teeth.
Right. Right.
And I've asked, I don't guess I've ever got a right answer. I've asked, well, how many upper teeth does a cow have?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll get everything.
Now, okay. Now watch this. This brings up an interesting point.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. A cow does not have any upper teeth.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not like you got to remember a big number.
Okay. But watch this, Al. You bring up an interesting point. Listen, you can either ask Google, you can ask Alexa, you can ask Siri, or you can just simply ask the Smith and Rowland Show.
Smith and Rowland Show. There you go.
That's exactly right. For
all your daily needs.
That's exactly right.
And here we are. Yeah. Cows do not have upper teeth.
That's right.
They got a full set of lowers.
That's right.
And that's the reason. That's the reason. Now, you got to think the benefits of that. They have half as many toothaches. I mean, there's great benefits.
There are amazing benefits.
Benefits. And
that's just, right.
You can stick your finger in a cow's mouth and they cannot bite it off.
They
can't bite your finger.
Exactly right. It was the same way with my granddaddy on my mama's side. He had no upper teeth. I'm just saying.
Quit it. He was not. Just quit it. That's just terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Don't pick on your grandpa on our show.
He could only eat tomato sandwiches because he had no teeth, upper teeth.
I got a visual.
That's
Lord.
Right.
Jesus help us.
I just wanted to share it so we were all on the same page. That's all.
Oh, where are we at? I can't even go on.
we were talking about food and the coming food crisis, and we're doing it with great seriousness. So let's continue on that right now.
Oh, you don't mess me up now. I'm history. I got a visual of your granddaddy eating a tomato sandwich with no teeth.
And the mayonnaise coming out both sides of his mouth, you know, just dripping down.
Just quit anytime. Stop it.
Lordy.
Just absolutely quit it.
The storm kept me awake. All night. I didn't get enough sleep, so I'm in the way today.
You did either. Well, I see where Elon Musk now. I don't know if anybody's using Twitter time he gets done with it.
That's right. I hope they don't. I hope everybody just comes off of Twitter.
There's one problem with that. See, Republicans is raising Cain that Twitter's what swayed the election. Well, we're going to find out. Ain't everybody using Twitter, so.
Yeah, so that couldn't have been what swayed.
Surely thank goodness they didn't vote. Maybe they did. I don't know.
But you know what is going on with that, Alan? This part is the truth.
Right.
And whatever Twitter says, whatever them bots put into Twitter, then gets reported on CNN, on Fox News, on MSNBC, on ABC News. They all pick up the trends of Twitter and report it as though it's true. These guys that's in journalism now, they don't investigate. We ain't even got journalists now in America. They don't do journalism.
What they're finding out that the bots are talking to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got bot language
between these artificially intelligent bots, and they are the ones that swayed the election. So don't tell us we're not living in an AI society. We really are.
I don't know. Somebody help me out here.
The bot language thrives on the foundation of artifice. That's what it is. We just discovered that artifice. It's a new word. Yeah. Word of the day.
Listen to this. Anti-gun leftist, Bette Midler, you know Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Ripped as massively irresponsible for telling people to come armed to the possible NRA convention protest. That was her Twitter. That was her.
I mean, the insanity. Oh, my word.
Somebody.
If you don't laugh, you cry. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, something. What I don't. What do you say?
I bet she's drinking almond milk on the way to the protest too.
Oh, I promise you, and it's running backwards on her. now listen, this is this is a little dear. It says Obama faces backlash for one of the worst tweets in history, invoking George Floyd. How do you say that? UVALDE school. What? How do you pronounce that town where
Uvalde,
all that?
Uvalde.
Uvalde.
Yeah.
Uvalde. Uvalde. Uvalde.
Yeah. Yeah.
School massacre. In other words, President Obama tweeted, says, as we grieve the children of Uvalde today, this is Obama, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. His killing stays with us all to this day, especially those who loved him, Obama said.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not. As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize that just 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer.
Now, I got to tell you something, Alan. That right there is...
That is
that ought to be considered... That's a sickness. That's exactly right. That's a sickness. That shows that he... That shows his mind is demented to try to draw such a comparison as that. That is sick. That is sick. There was... I don't know how many children were murdered. Was it 19 kids, I think, that was murdered?
It's 19 teachers. I think,
And this guy locked himself in a classroom of a bunch of fourth graders and executed them, and he wants to draw a comparison between that and George Floyd. That there is to
That's
use
bad.
The death of those children to bring up a political point about George Floyd is a sick mind. That's a sick mind right there. And I don't care. I don't care who it was that would have tweeted that. That's sick.
Where they're some are calling it the worst tweet in history.
Yeah. Some are right. It is the worst tweet in history. And is living proof that the man should, with that kind of character and thought process, should never have been president of the United States. He shouldn't have been president of the dog catching society either.
That's
crazy. And no offense, please, to all the dog catchers out there. I caught that as soon as I said it. It was greasy and slippery and just came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you want to retract that?
I would retract. Well, actually, no. It's okay, pretty much the same.
See if you want to retract.
It actually stands. I actually stand by it. Yeah. Okay. I'll take the offended comments from all the dog catchers. But you know what I'm saying? The man should never have been president of the United States with a thought process that remotely goes to that lengths. That's awful. That's just awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. It is.
Wow.
It's just terrible. It's just absolutely terrible. I was just reading here, first time I'd seen it, don't quite understand it. Uvalde mayor fires off blunt message to haters who don't like how he handled Beto O'Rourke, you know.
Yeah.
He stood up in that press conference. I'm taking it. I'm just making a quote here. Here's how. In other words, I think O'Rourke stood up and started talking about gun control.
He did.
It's what it looks like when he was trying to give an account of what happened at this shooter. And Yep. And his response to him was, "To hell with you too." But I mean, there again, this Democrat O'Rourke totally interrupted the press conference.
Oh yeah, you know, did. He come in and just started talking during a press conference. And let me tell you, there was grieving people in that town. There's a town of 16,000, I think, in Uvalde. And they're grieving their children. They're having a press conference over this. And Beto O'Rourke just walks in and starts making a political point out of it. But that's how the progressive left works. And this is the same Beto O'Rourke now that is on record as saying that America needs to follow suit with Australia and just buy back everybody's guns. The government buy back everybody's guns and take everybody's guns away from them. This is his gun control policy. And I think he's running for Senate now in the state of Texas.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, and he's taking advantage. Well, actually, it says here that the governor, Greg Abbott, Texas Governor Abbott, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a Republican, but it says he was finishing a press conference.
Yeah, it was Greg Abbott was there.
I thought it was the mayor, but it was Greg Abbott.
Yeah, and I seen the clip. And it may be that he's running for governor. I can't remember. I'm crossed up with all the elections we've been having. Beto may be running for governor of Texas. I'm not sure. But I do know that he walked into the press conference and it was just so out of place. You know, if you're going to have a political discussion or over an issue, you do not do it on the altar of 19 dead children.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. That's just insane.
Well, evidently Ted Cruz was there and he told O'Rourke to sit down.
Yep.
While Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told O'Rourke that he was out of line and called the former Democrat congressman an embarrassment.
Yep.
The most stinging rebuke, it says here in this article, came from Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin, who told the security they needed to remove O'Rourke before describing him as a sick son of a bee. He is sick.
Sick. That's just as sick as what Obama tweeted out. It's just as sick.
It says here that gun-controlled advocates praised O'Rourke for speaking truth to the power. Yeah. But critics of O'Rourke condemned him for using the tragedy to score political points with his base. O'Rourke is running for governor of Texas. There you go.
Can I tell you, Alan, that the way they act...
This is sick, guys. Come on, somebody.
The way they act on the left, don't come and tell me that Donald Trump is inappropriate. I'm sorry.
I mean,
It's insane. It's just insane. It's just insane. I don't know.
Wow.
Looks like everybody's drinking almond milk. I don't know.
I believe it'll all go back to this colored water with white coloring, and Lord knows where the white coloring comes from.
Exactly.
And if they are milking these, listen, them almonds ain't the only ones getting milked around here.
I mean, that's exactly right, brother.
This far left is milking us all.
Yes, dominant, sir.
Calling it almond milk.
And, that's exactly right. And really, Alan, which time we just name the progressive agenda and say what it really is, because this is it's just complete lunacy. What they should do, you know, what would have stopped that gunman from going into that school is someone else with a gun to take that boy out before he ever got in there.
Yeah, and ultimately that's the only thing you can take him down with.
Well, sure. You know? Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what in the world that this progressive agenda thinks that they're accomplishing. There is enough data now on the progressive agenda to understand that their agenda makes things worse, not better. Crime has went up in America. It hadn't went down. since we've got a progressive president, a progressive Congress, a progressive Senate. Crime has went up. Fuel prices have went up. Inflation has went up. The economy is tanking. Wall Street's come down. All of the things, the border is wide open and we're facing a food shortage. Hear what I'm telling you. That's, thank you, progressive agenda. That's all of the data we really need to make a good decision when we go to voting the next time around. That's all you need to know. Yeah. You don't need to know anything more than that.
My land. It says here, McLaughlin, the mayor, the Republican mayor, told a reporter late Wednesday that he reacted negatively to O'Rourke's outburst because the venue and circumstances were inappropriate for a discussion about gun control. This is true. If they want to have their discussions, he said, that's fine. But that event was not the place or time to come in there and attack the governor or anybody else.
Exactly.
McLaughlin said if O'Rourke wants to have that discussion, have it outside somewhere separate, but not in that building where they were trying to give the people there an update of this terrific tragedy. Horrific tragedy. Exactly. The community is broken right now. This is a quote from him. No community should have to go through what we've been through in this community. And for a person to come in here and start that crap, I have no respect for Beto.
That's continued.
And then he went on to say, and this is a quote, and the haters that hate me, that send me the emails and texts, he uses the H word there too, to hell with you too, like McLaughlin said bluntly. McLaughlin's concluding message for O'Rourke is that what he did was wrong because it further stoked the flames of partisan division. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, we're American people. We're trying to come together as a community, McLaughlin said. To do what you did today at the press conference was wrong. I'm sorry, but it was just wrong.
Hey, and think of the lack of discernment that it takes to do that, Alan. And this is a guy running for governor. He's running for governor. Again, he shouldn't be in charge of a lemonade stand. He wouldn't know where to put a lemonade stand. And he's running for governor. This is what's happening to America. We're choosing wrong leadership that has zero discernment. He walked into a press conference where everything was fresh and children had just been executed to make a political point. I just can't imagine the lack of discernment of that. I can't imagine that.
Jeff, I'm going to say something right here that just needs to be said. I talk to a lot of people, and you do too, all day long. And I have noticed some people maybe not agree with me on this, but I have noticed that it is of necessity that you be born of the Spirit of God and have the Holy Spirit in you.
Yeah.
It's of necessity. It's not a guarantee that a person will react right, but it's of necessity.
Yes.
That you have the Holy Spirit in you to see what we're saying. Now, I have noticed people do not see what we're saying. It's just, the truth is they're dumb to spiritual things. They're just dumb.
And so
they're operating from a natural response. And I tell you what happens to me when I mean, that happened to me this morning. I was talking to this one guy, and he was a strong leftist.
Yeah.
And I just bring up certain things that are obvious.
Yeah, right.
And for the life of me, he could, very smart fella, but he could not see the obvious.
He couldn't see it. Yeah.
Which means he, as far as I was concerned, he couldn't add. One plus one.
He wouldn't know three times three. That's right.
Yeah, he called it six. And so you
most
of this stuff, I'm not so sure, Jeff. We're going to have to get America born again before America can see what trouble they're in.
Well, I'll take it one step further than that, Alan. I really will.
All
and here's what I mean by that. There was a time that America was in a shape where you had spiritual insight and you had natural insight. But right. now, even it appears to me that even natural insight is gone. It's there's no more. You don't even have common natural sense. It's as if people are being governed by unnatural sense. Yeah, listen, if three times yeah, three yeah, times yeah, three yeah. is six in your mind, that's not even natural. That's unnatural.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the point I'm trying to make. Is it's of demonic origin to put out a tweet, and I'll say it right there, just like that. And if I get trouble, I get trouble.
No,
it's
don't
of
get
demonic
trouble.
Origin to put out a tweet comparing what just happened in that classroom to what happened with George Floyd. That's demonic. It's demonic in origin to take advantage of a press conference where a community's coming together and trying to comfort one another at the execution of 19 children and make a political point. That's demonic. That ain't even natural. That's not even
natural
sense. That's unnatural.
No, that's
and
not
that, and that's where I'm at with every bit of this we need to understand really where we are. We're living in an unnatural world, and I totally agree with you. The only way to really progress now and to see through things is to do it through the eyes of the Spirit, and you have to have the Holy
Spirit.
Well,
I don't think I don't think they're capable of the understanding.
No,
I think the only way we're capable of doing it is through Holy Spirit discernment.
Yeah,
Understanding as Christians. I mean, we even quench that. You know what I'm saying? We're guilty of quenching the Holy Spirit that's in us. It gives us enough sense to make a discernment on good and evil, or what's good and bad.
Yeah.
And what it does, it makes our conscience come alive to evil, you see. And so some of this stuff is I mean, just like that thing Obama sent out, if that's true, I mean, they said that was his, I think it's a tweet. And I've seen it on half a dozen different platforms, respectable platforms now. To me, Jeff, you couldn't walk down to town square with no breeches on and be any more embarrassing than that comment.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Same thing.
If somebody knows you, you'd pull your britches up, man.
Yeah,
You're showing yourself. You're showing your private parts here.
Exactly.
Pull your britches up.
Exactly.
And the problem is, I don't think you know their britches is to the ground.
No, they don't. They don't.
I mean, if nothing else, that's just a very embarrassing statement. To stand up in front of a press conference and to make such an idiotic.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I can't, that's almost beyond conversation, because that is, man, your britches is falling down. You're showing yourself here.
Right.
Can somebody not say this is embarrassing?
Yeah.
Are you this clueless to, because to me, those two actions are what you would call barbaric.
Yeah, they are.
It's barbaric.
Are.
In other words, if you remember the barbarics, I think was part of the final fall of Rome. You know, they, even though they had all of these nice homes in Rome to live in, they just tore them apart and they hauled the rock and stuff outside of Rome and built their little huts out. I mean, they were so barbaric, they didn't even.
Right.
Have sense enough to live in a place with good hygiene and stuff. So, what I'm comparing it to is barbarism. This is barbaric behavior. What happened to Rome? It disintegrated to a point that it was taken over by the barbarians, and now I'm seeing spiritually this barbaric behavior, taking on mankind. And in this type of behavior, Jeff, here's the problem. This is what starts creeping in at the fall. Can you hear me? At the fall of a country or a government.
Yes, that's right.
It starts, and abortion is totally a barbaric act.
Well, sure it is. Yeah. And it's unnatural.
It's unnatural behavior of hell, you see.
Yeah, exactly. And,
So anyway, that's part of my concern is to have this barbarian, barbarian type behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's what we're left with, Alan. That's what we're left. There is no more natural sense left on the earth. And there's some things about nature that God uses to teach us. He even uses that phrase in the Word of God. He said, has not even nature itself taught you? So there's some things about nature that God uses, but we don't even have any natural sense left. It's either that you're seeing things through the eyes of the Spirit of God, or you're seeing things through unnatural eyes. And demonic. That's the demonic realm. And, we can say whatever we want to, but if it offends people, then it just, it's offensive. But I will say that much of the progressive agenda is of demonic origin. And if you vote for it, that's what you're voting for. I can't draw no other conclusion, and neither can I say that there's any agreement anymore with those that sit in a church and say they love Jesus, but yet pull the lever for doctrines of demons and devils to control and govern you in this country. You can't reconcile that anymore. You just can't do it.
You absolutely cannot reconcile it. Now, the definition of barbaric, here it is. This is in the dictionary. Here's the definition. That's the reason I was trying to say, I just want to say barbaric. Well, the definition is savagely cruel.
Yes, yes.
Exceedingly brutal.
Yep. Yep.
That's what barbaric is. Savagely cruel, exceedingly brutal.
And me and you both know that's what that comment from Obama was. And that's what Beto O'Rourke did. He acted in a barbaric way by interrupting that conference.
Oh, yeah. And here, let me expand the definition in the dictionary here. Barbaric means crude, uncivilized, or primitive.
Yeah.
It's often used to describe things that are cruel or brutal in a way that considers entirely uncivilized. Barbaric is also used to describe things that involve people considered to be barbarians, people who are extremely crude and uncivilized. So my point is, when you get into this darkness and this unnatural world, you leave the world of being civilized. So we're wanting everybody to just be civilized. Just act, don't be so primitive. Don't be so crude. Act like you got a little bit of raisins of some type.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? But it's being uncivilized and it's crude. And it's what happens is we are going backwards. And when you see this uncivilized and this cruel, barbaric behavior, what I'm trying to point out, that's a prophetic sign to us as Christians. You got to read the signs. You got to be able to read what you're seeing. And when you see this type of barbaric behavior, it starts giving way to telling us more of the signs of the times. When you have people that should know better are so crude and cruel and barbaric, which is uncivilized. And so we're degenerating. We're going backwards. This behavior is primitive behavior. And so we're going back. The old man, as the scriptures speak about, is a unwise, crude, uncivilized. It's a primitive person.
Yeah.
Is our old man. Yeah. That's our old man. And so anyway, I think that's where I think this barbaric behavior is just a tremendously a prophetic sign.
I totally agree. I totally agree. I mean, you can't describe it no other way than that. And I'll even go this far. It's just as barbaric to do what Beto O'Rourke did, and it's just as barbaric to say what President Obama did as as it is barbaric for Vladimir Putin to conduct the war effort like he has in the Ukraine.
I totally agree.
It's the exact same thing. There is no difference.
It is barbaric. It is barbaric.
Yes.
And we're seeing this. We can see this degeneration, I guess you could say, we're wanting to be transformed into the image of Christ. And right before our very eyes, humanity is doing the opposite of transformation. It's degradation or deformed. Unnatural.
Yeah, I can't imagine living in a society where in America there are protests and gatherings cheering for the murder of children. And that's all the pro-choice movement, Alan, that's all they're doing is they're cheering for the murder of innocent babies.
Wow.
I just cannot fathom. Wow. I can't fathom how we have degenerated to that place.
Wow.
Finally, I heard somebody the other day as a commentator who actually pointed out that when the abortion argument first started, it was supposed to be very rare. And it was going to be in the early terms of pregnancy, and there had to be conditions like the life of the mother was at threat,
right.
Different things like that. And that's how abortion started. Now they're wanting to abort children when the child is in the birth canal.
Wow.
And some even want it after the child is born when they make the decision that they don't want the child. Let's just go ahead and kill it. So that's the barbaric approach to a lot of these issues.
Wow. And, well, you know, we cover some of this barbarism as we are retreating back into animal type behaviors, what being a barbaric is.
Right, right.
Or retreating into animal behavior. You know, we covered this pretty heavy on our Sunday live Smith and Roland show, which people can go to the webpage and pick it up, or Facebook, either one. Demons in the litter box, we called it.
Right, right.
Exactly. I mean, it's really bad. It's bad shit.
Yeah, it's worse than people realize.
And we have a video on there. That was taken of this little girl who was being delivered of a demon of a little mermaid, it was called. And of course, you got to understand, they called it a mermaid demon, but what it is, a demon takes on these different forms to try to get inside of humanity. And but anyway, we do, I'm just throwing that in, we cover this conversation some.
Yes, yes.
This past Sunday, Demons in the Litter Box. And, of course, it's also on a podcast, too, under Apple, Amazon.
And I want to interject a thought about that, Alan. If what you just said seems bizarre and too weird to even grasp for a lot of listeners, I want to pose the question to them. Do you really think that the demonic world is going to act with natural sense? The answer is no. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that say, well, I can't believe that. It's too bizarre. Well, that demonic activity is bizarre by its very nature. So, I'm just saying that we live in a bizarre world when you got humans beginning to act in such ways as we're acting.
Yeah, my Lord Jesus.
We need help from the Lord for spiritual insight. That's for sure. At the very least that, and then we need courage from the Lord to act appropriately based on what we're seeing. But I can tell you this. Those that got offended by a few tweets that Donald Trump made, let me just tell you that it's a far cry from what we're seeing now.
Yeah, it's wow. I don't know. It's just a mess, Jeff.
Well,
it seems to me just to be a. I mean, it's just a scary mess. But I just wanted to throw that in that we cover a good bit of this.
Yeah, people need to watch that. Yeah.
On Sunday. Yeah. It's just amazing. There's this Small Straws by Marsha Burns. She sends out every day. It's called Small Straws if anybody wants to sign up to it. It's just amazing. She has little prophetic words and she always does it ties to scripture. But incredible. Now let me read this little small straw here right quick. It says, "For those who emotions are like waves crashing against the rocks, make every effort to quiet your soul and seek to be comforted in my presence. Solace will come when you deliberately arise in the spirit. Your faith will provide consolation in times of trouble." And she cites Psalm 46. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling." That was David, Psalm 46, 1-3. So as we're talking about all these things, as all these, to use her prophetic word, as all these waves are crashing against the rocks, he also says at the same time, you can quieten your soul and be comforted in the presence of God. So you and I are talking about all these things, but at the same time, we're talking truth. But to a Christian, to a believer, we're to be comforted by the presence of God. You see,
yes, absolutely.
We're comforted in these perilous times with these barbaric behavior.
Yes. And you know, Alan, I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but for me personally, if I find myself wrapped up in the presence of God, in my own heart, my own self, it's then that when I look at the world around me, I'm no longer surprised at the behavior I see. You know what I'm saying? Things come alive to me that, you know what, this is the world without God. This is the world without Christ. This is the world without the government of the Holy Spirit in your life. Uh-huh. This is what it looks like. We should not expect any different from this. For the natural world to devolve into an unnatural environment, that is going to happen to those without Christ. And I do believe you're right. I think our only that's why I think getting back to the foundations is paramount. We need to get back to this, the old-fashioned preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, try to get people born again and get them saved. And it's, I think that's the only hope we have left in the world, because people have no natural sense anymore. They just don't have any natural sense. They can't even see natural sense. They're blinded by the God of this world into the unnatural world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know? So, Jeff, let me skip on to something else here right quickly before we sign off. I think it'd be appropriate to us acknowledge and talk a little bit about this coming Monday is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And this is actually Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And you were asking, you said at the beginning of the show how people were asked, who was the first president, who, you know, these different questions they didn't know. I wonder if you ask how many people, do you know why we celebrate Memorial Day?
Yeah, right. I wonder
what the answer would be. And so,
right.
But anyway, Memorial Day is a day of remembrance of those who died in service to our country. In other words, you got Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a place, you're a veteran. You don't have to be dead.
Right.
You know, you can be alive. That's called Veterans Day. But Memorial Day is a celebration for those who gave their lives to our country.
Yes.
And in service. And, you know, that's coming up Monday. We call this Memorial Day weekend. But it's to be a time of mourning and celebration for the lives of U.S. military is what it's for, actually.
Yeah,
who have died while serving armed forces. You'll see usually in cemeteries, a lot of churches, a lot of them's quit. It's a shame, but Memorial Day weekend, they'll put little flags out through the graveyards.
Yeah, right.
You've seen those, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How people go through the graveyards and put a flag up, you know, in front of the gravestone of those who died while serving in the military. A lot of times they'll even put those flags up, even if you served in the military.
Right, yeah.
They'll put a little flag up, you know. Yeah. So, anyway, we got Memorial Day coming up. I hope we don't tear down any more statues Monday.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Memorial Day has become now a day of remembrance of how we don't remember and where we come from. But that's really the truth. It's really the truth. And I'm with you on that. I guarantee you that the largest percentage of people, me and Ed Sprinkles talked about that before, the largest percentage of people would not know what the definition, the true definition of Memorial Day really is. Most people now think it's just the day we celebrate when everybody can start their vacations, you know?
Wow. You know what? That's the sad truth, what you just said right there.
Yeah, that's truth. That's truth.
Yeah.
That's what it's come to. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, thank God for those that were brave enough to serve our nation with honor. And greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, you know.
I was looking up here in Arlington Cemetery. You know, they have a lot of things that go on. I just wonder how many people. It says today more than 400,000 men and women are buried there. 400,000.
Wow.
Are buried in Arlington Cemetery, which is the cemetery. I think it's not totally military buried there, but it's almost.
Yeah, and that don't count the those that were buried, you know, in their hometowns and around the country that received their son or their husband and buried them close by. So, I mean, many more have given their life.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right.
But it's just amazing that we have no honor. We live as though there is no honor left. We don't honor those that are worthy of honor, and we give honor to those that are not worthy of honor. And I pray for our president. I pray for him. But until he does something that's honorable, I cannot honor him.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that I'm violating scripture at all by that. You show honor, you give honor to whom honor is due.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying that I do pray for him. I pray that God will lead him, convict him, that God will give him wisdom. I do pray for him. But I only give honor to whom honor is due, and he's done nothing that is honorable to this point. He has fought for things, matters of dishonor, and so I don't know. There's a whole lot to be said, but I think we should honor those who give their life on this weekend. You know, we should honor those that give their life for our country.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a, you know, the biggest event, I think, on Memorial Day is the parade that's in Washington, D.C., Memorial Day Parade. Guests are still having it this year. I'm hoping that they do have it this year. There's you can go to AmericanVeteranCenter.org on the internet, and there they have a trailer to the Memorial Day parade trailer, it said. Anyway, so we got the National Day parade on this weekend, and we need to look at it and understand, and let's not let our patriotism honoring of this Memorial Day because we know, and we're, me and you are persuaded that God did birth this nation.
Without a doubt.
We've had to protect the things that we stand for, even though a lot are trying to tear it down from within. This has always been with this nation. And I still have, and I'm calling on God to give us what we need, Jeff, to keep this a godly nation and to keep the God we trust on our money.
Absolutely.
Because trusting God is the issue, even though we are behaving like pretty barbaric in a lot of our ways. I think we need to repent for our barbaric ways.
Absolutely. I do too.
Well, Jeff, let's call it a day. We're going to have to skedaddle. And how about praying for us?
Yeah.
And for Memorial Day as we get into the weekend.
Yep. Father, thank you for America. Thank you for giving birth to this nation. Thank you for giving rise to this nation. Call us back, Father, as a people, to the foundations that made this country great. I pray you'll remove the blinders from people's eyes. I pray, Lord Jesus, that this weekend will mark a difference in this land where supernaturally you just call to remembrance the reason that people loved this country so much to give their life for it. But Father, I pray that you will fill us full of your purpose for this nation, and that we will actively pursue the engagement of that purpose. Save the lost, Lord. Stir up a revival in this land, an awakening to the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is indeed the power of God. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and God please save America.
Yes,
amen,
again.
Buddy.
Yes,
all
okay.
Right. Until Al, Sunday.
Have a great day. Have a great day. And remember, TC, Top Cat.
Will be there. And Jason will be there with us Sunday.
Jason
will be there. And hey, I got a new caricature made of Jason. It'll be come up on our website.
It's a hoot. But Heather got it all wrong. About the likeness of this caricature.
Oh my
which
goodness!
I will be bringing that up.
This is very important.
I think it's important to
very
society
important.
That we get this right. Yes,
we got to get this one right. I totally agree.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Behave.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.